Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call. We are here again, as always, on a Sunday morning, and we want to take the time at this moment to go ahead, invite someone, text them. It could be a great reminder, or even if you have to hang up, call back in. Make sure you call back in. And just, you know, so they can join in fellowship with us, because we always have the topics, the messages that are so prevalent to our Christian walk and how we are to be living and giving God the glory. So we always say we have to serve God in spirit and in truth. And in order to do that, it's important that we remain in fellowship with other believers, and just so we can know what the Word of God says, and, you know, how we ought to live and even further the kingdom, how we ought to serve God, and how we should be serving others. So we've been talking about moving in silence and how what God has for us does not require an audience. And we talked a lot about just what that means in terms of doing things the way that God wants us to do them, and also even more so how God lives his life. You know, the way that we have a blueprint of how Jesus lives, and the things that he did or not did so much, that was just so awesome in the way that a lot of times nothing was said. A lot of times it's one of those things where, you know, things were done. It was done without an announcement, without, you know, waving our hands saying, you know, look at what I did. You know, this is me. This is what I did. Because we know, the Bible tells us that we cannot do it in our own strength. So even to move in silence, this is something that requires us to be deeply rooted in God oftentimes. And we have to remember that if we're doing it in our own strength, a lot of times it's going to be messed up. It's not going to be done properly. So that's just something that we have to remember as we go forward in, you know, walking our Christian journey and just doing what God tells us to do. So again, we are on our Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call, and our topic for the week is Move in Silence. What God has for you does not require an audience. So at this time, we're going to bring in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Talius.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for just waking us up, dear Father. We thank you for the rest that you allowed us to get on last night. Dear God, we thank you for just allowing us to come into your presence once again, dear God, so that we could receive of you, dear Father, but also so that we can know how to continue to go forward in serving you in spirit and in truth, dear God. We pray for everyone assembled here, for those that could not be here, dear Father. We pray a special prayer that they can still be in your presence, dear God, and receive of you wherever they are. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for our leader, dear God. We ask that you will just continue to extend your grace and your mercy upon us. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Move in silence. That's the topic, right?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Latoya, I wanted to give everybody a little bit more on that. When we talk about moving in silence and what God has for us is for us, what do we mean by that?
So when we say move in silence, we talked a lot about it on Wednesday, but moving in silence, as I was stating, it does require us to do it effectively. We have to be able to connect with God and know what God wants us to do. And I would believe that it's so profound when we think about it, because in order to effectively hear from God and know what God wants us to do, we have to operate in a humble way. So a lot of times we do things, we go about our day, and we want the credit for everything that has been done. And even when we do things, we want, in other words, the recognition. So we want people to know this is what we did, you know, this is what I did, this is, you know, this was the outcome, especially if it was something positive. And we talked a lot about how Jesus lived his life. You know, he moved in silence. A lot of things were not announced. They were not made known to us. And even now, as we live our lives, moving in silence, we have to remember that when we do that, ultimately, we're looking for God to get the glory out of our lifestyle, out of what we're doing. And we also talked about how moving in silence does not mean that all the time we are to be silent, but in order to know when to speak, we, again, have to be connected to God. We have to know what it is that God wants us to do, what he's telling us to say, and how we are to operate. So a lot of times, we are going to be required by God to be silent, to be still, in other words. And it implies that there's, when we say silence, it's an absence of noise, if you will. So we can't possibly hear from God and know what it is that he wants us to do if we're distracted, if we have all this noise around us, if we're constantly wanting to get the glory out of what it is that's going on and what it is that we're doing, because that's not the way that it's supposed to work. And it actually requires us to really receive from God in a way that we can be a blessing to others, because a lot of times we have our own agendas. And we move and we make all this noise because we want to be seen. And a lot of times God is telling us, no, I want you to do this particular way. I want you to do that particular way. And I want you to bless this particular person because he has a purpose and a plan. A lot of times we don't see it at first. You know, it's something that we cannot comprehend naturally. So we have to be able to see it from his perspective, you know, in a spiritual sense. And moving in silence allows us to hear so much more clearly from God. We are more receptive to a lot when it's quiet.
That's good. Thank you. Move in silence. Yeah, that's a challenge when we're trying to impress the world with our accolades and with stuff that we have, our accomplishments. Move in silence. When you move in silence, you do know that you don't need no titles. Now, people say, I don't need it. Stop that. You don't need a title. But we work tooth and nail to get one, right?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. The Bible says it this way. In John. Dear friend, I pray that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Let me break that down. Moving in silence. Dear friend, I pray that you may prosper in every way and be in good health physically, just as you are spiritually. Just as you, Latanya, I want you to do just as your sister did. Be as wise as a servant. As humble as a dove. See, when the Bible says, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health, don't stop there. Read the whole story. I wish that you may prosper and be... Don't stop there. Read the whole story so we can understand moving in silence. I wish that you may prosper, dear friend, and be in good health. Look what he says. He says, dear friend. Now, you do know that the Bible says to befriend the... Oh, man, this is strong. To befriend the world is to be an enemy of God. He's talking to the body of Christ. The body, like you have a physical body. He's talking about to those who are connected to him, who have the same bloodline as him, who endures his pain. You know, one body, you can have a pain in your fingernail. The whole body comprehends pain. Lord, y'all got to hear me. You say the body of Christ. That means when God eats, we eat. Hold on.
Sir.
So we're not growing as God, as God is growing. What are we doing? See, growth in God requires that we move in silence. growth in the world is something different. See, a lot of people grow when they get a lot of compliments, get a lot of likes. And I know we'll say for the sake of the conversation, we don't need that. But if we truly didn't need that, because, see, you have different ways that people need things. Sometimes people don't need a verbal command that says you're doing great. Sometimes we just want to be accepted.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
Man's tradition. Move in silence. Yeah, this is strong.
It is.
He says, dear friend, talking to the body of Christ, I wish that you may, I pray that you may be in good health, that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That means if we put the carriage in front of the horse, we're not going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if prosperity in the natural comes before prosperity spiritually, we're not moving in silence, people. Because everybody knows to be connected to God, to have the same bloodline as God, that means the body functions as God functions. Everybody follow me? Good. Now, with that being said, since we function because God is his word, okay, good. Now, watch this. And he watches over his word, so he watches over himself to make sure it does everything they set out to do. God watches over his word. He watches over himself. If the word is not enough, God is not in us, how can we be like God?
Amen.
I want to be like my... See, when you want to be like, that means you operate as, A-S. So when people say, I'm not God, right, because they don't know how to move in silence. I'm not talking about the physical act of moving in silence. I'm talking about the spiritual act. Remember, the Bible says, I wish, I pray that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In other words, if we got it going on naturally, but spiritually, we tore up from the floor up. How can you move in silence?
Yeah, sir.
I know. I know you're shy. I know you're quiet. I know you don't talk much. I know you don't tell people your business. But you still think that's moving in silence?
Mm.
That don't mean that you're moving in silence. No. You can physically be silent and noisy to God.
Yes, sir.
Now, somebody just went over somebody's head. You can physically be silent but noisy to God. Do you understand that sin is like pollution to heaven?
Amen.
It's noisy. Although it may come across to you, boy, you don't hit me. Sin is like a dog whistle that humans can't hear. Let's just look at it like this. Watch this. You know how that hurts them dogs' ears? You be saying, arr! You think that's cute. That hurts the dog ears. That's why they do that. Oh. Okay. But we think it's cute, blowing that whistle. Look at them. Arr!
Yes, sir.
That's how sin is. Sin is like a dog whistle that humans can hear. Let me translate. Sin, to those who are not in God, is like a dog whistle that the flesh can't seem to understand. So that the flesh can't understand. In other words, the natural human beings, we can't understand that whistle because it's silent.
Mm-hmm.
But the dogs do. See, we don't want to comprehend the fact that how can you be noisy in the spirit realm, yet so silent? In other words, Miss LaTanya, this is how this thing goes, and I want everybody to catch this now. Okay? That is Satan's job, to be the master of confusion.
Yes, sir.
Remember the Bible says, y'all, that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. So
So that means when God moves, the natural flesh would never understand it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the dog was a part of it.
Yes, sir.
See, the dog was a part of it. See, people say, why must I forgive? What do I benefit from that? You see how the flesh don't understand the whistle?
Mm.
See?
Yes, indeed.
But the spirit man understands that. Because we know that it's to serve.
Mm.
See, when you move in silence and you do things according to the word of God and the will of God, you understand that your life starts to shift.
Yes, sir.
You break man's tradition. When you move in silence, you know that what's done in the dark shall be brought to light. Everybody know that. Everybody love that scripture. What's done mm-hmm. in the dark shall be brought to light up until it exposes us,
mm.
our noisy ways.
Yes.
Y'all know that?
That is true, yes, sir.
Up until. Moving the silence, boy, is strong, people. Do y'all agree?
Yes, sir.
Let me throw out a scripture real quick so I can wake everybody up. Ain't going to be on the phone that long this morning. Look at, let's go here.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 6. The Bible says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Mm-hmm. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
Amen.
So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets. Little noisy, huh?
Yes.
Don't announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. The synagogues, y'all, that was the church.
Mm-hmm.
A synagogue is a church, temple. All right? As a hypocrite, he's telling all my people in the church. Okay, what's that? Y'all got to catch. In the synagogues, as the hypocrites do. And on the streets, to be honored by others. To be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Hmm.
So that your giving may be in secret. Y'all got to catch this. I don't know if y'all caught that. We just talked about a body of Christ. He said, so when you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. As a matter of fact, even Jesus Christ didn't know when God is coming back. They asked mm-hmm. him a question. When is God? He said, no man knows. No man mm-hmm. knows. Look, when you move in silence, even the body of mm-hmm. Christ don't know everything.
Yes, sir.
See, it's mighty funny how you can still, it's mighty funny how you can still operate as one because it's unspoken language. You know when you're in love with somebody, you don't have to say what to do. You
mm-hmm.
just do it.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Well, it's mighty funny how the world's body, the people who are in the world as one body, they got to commune with their mouths all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they don't have a bloodline that is rich.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
When you move in silence, you won't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Will reward you. Oh, I'm on a fast. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you just told you fasting to, they better give you your reward because that's all you're about to get. Now, I know I done just heard somebody
yeah.
tell us, right?
Yes,
huh?
Indeed.
Hmm? Oh, I know I did. Mr. Carby, off the chain. I'm telling you, thus said the Lord. When you move in silence, the Bible actually rebukes telling people about fasting. He said, don't even look like you're fasting. If he said don't look like it, he also don't talk about it. Why are you telling people about that?
Right.
Well, Mr. Carr, I'm just saying I'd be wanting people to go on a fast with me. That ain't your issue. Your fast is for you.
Amen.
But me and my church do a 24-hour fast. Huh? Lord, I'm
yes, sir. Uh-huh.
No, it don't work like that.
Yes, indeed.
That's between you and God. You can go ahead and get mad and challenge the other world. It says to move in silence. Hmm? Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Silence. We get up and pray in the morning, go in our prayer closet, and turn the whole house upside down so people can see our righteousness. We want people to hear us praying. That's why we say these 10-minute prayers.
Yes, indeed.
Hmm? And try and get serious and deep with it. Father God. Okay. Keep on playing with God.
Yes, sir.
I wish that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Is your soul prospering the same way that you're talking? Because if your soul prospers, now watch this. It's total opposite of how the flesh prospers. See, the flesh requires more accolades and noise and applause. The soul prospers by less applause, because the more you are in God, the more you will be rejected by man. So that means you will not have fanfare.
Amen.
If you think I'm lying, check it out. Show y'all what I'm talking about. Move in silence. Hey, why y'all let these kids go out there to these dances, proms, and on these dates, or whatever it may be, with these, you know, tops out. I mean, especially if you have the girls, right? Now watch this. See, that's unpopular. But it's spiritually sound. I can show you in the Bible. So they married now, they're revealing all this kind of stuff?
Mm.
See, when you say things in God, look at the popularity scale go straight down. Bam. Now watch this. Flip side. Ain't nothing wrong with them kids doing that. I mean, it's 2018, what you expecting? That's all they say now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing wrong with a big gun cover. See, that's the popularity. I'm, Mr. Carr, that's what I wanted to hear. Miss Latonya, one go to itching ears, one don't. When you move in silence, Lord, have mercy. When you move in silence, Lord, have mercy. When you move in silence, it may appear that your mouth is running a lot.
Mm.
But see, when you move in silence, y'all got to catch this. When you move in silence, catch this now. That means your natural side shuts up. Your spiritual side starts to be enlightened, and it's vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your spiritual side is vocal, that don't mean there's going to be a lot of talking. That means there's a lot of pronounced action.
Yes.
It may
yes,
come through the form of talk, but it's going to come through whatever channel God wants it to be.
That's right.
See, when you move in silence, remember it says, move in silence, telling us, to move in silence. That means God must be vocal in your life.
Yes,
and God do what he want to do. He might be silent today. He might look like he's not there today. He may be loud tomorrow. He may be, you know,
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But when you move in silence, God starts to take over, and your popularity, the popularity meter that you have, hoo-wee, because it will be exposed. Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
When you not moving in silence, it will be exposed.
Mm.
The people that God told you not to be around, and you still around, you know it's going to be exposed.
Yes, sir.
Y'all do know that, right? The reason why I threw out that example is because I know that's the trend nowadays. And people don't like that. But how can you be in God, moving in silence, and having physical bodies being exposed that come by way of your womb or your child? Bro, how you let your daughter out of that house like that? How you let your son? See, where's the standard? Because the Bible that I read says, let it be done in earth as it's done in, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. But we forgot the word. Remember the Bible says hide the word? We forget the word because the noise has attracted us. See, we attracted to noise. Y'all, just last week, in front of the gate called Beautiful, a lame man sat every day. Somebody carried him there. And see what I'm saying? So we lame and we don't even realize how lame we are because lame loves to rub against lame. The gate was beautiful, but the temple was lame. Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
So noisy things like noisy things. See, the world is full of noise, but the body of Christ is silent. Mr. Paul, why you be sound like you fuss so much? No. You know, God has different parts of the body. He has the war angels. He has those who, you know, more of humble, like maybe your Joel Osteen, that, you know, everybody operating humility, but it has different forms. See, he didn't send his cherub, the people who covered, the angels that covered him, to go and fight. He sent Michael.
Yes, sir.
If you notice, you better catch this, he had 12 disciples around him. Jesus, move in silence, people. Jesus on earth is just like God in heaven. Jesus was a parable, but was real life. That was literally Jesus. That was God in the flesh. He became a parable because, remember, parables reach us where we are. Didn't God say he'll reach us where we are? The parable, you know, the kingdom of heaven is like, he had to give himself flesh so that we can understand what heaven was about.
Yes,
so exactly how God is in heaven, because Jesus said, didn't the Bible say, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven? How God is in heaven, we got to see. Woo! On earth. He had 12 disciples around him. And if I'm not mistaken, Miss LaTanya, all 12 of them was different.
Yes, sir.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
Well, Lucifer was in heaven, Judas was on earth. Y'all better hear me.
Amen.
They had 12 tribes of Judah. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Move in silence. Move in silence. Y'all, this is important.
Yes,
because
yes.
Our lifestyle has to be reflective. Be reflective how spiritually we grow. We cannot possibly be moving in silence when we dance or walk by the tune, the noise of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We do what everybody else do. Why is
that? Yes, we do.
Why is that? Anybody want to press star 5 and talk? Because I know people are going to ask me after this. When you was talking about nobody, telling you what it is. The subject matter is moving in silence. How can we profess God on Sunday, but Friday we was over here acting a fool looking like that? Well, ain't how you look, Mr. Carr. How did you select that, though? How did you come to that conclusion? That's good representation. And it was, you thought about this, right?
Yes, indeed.
I see it all the time, people. So, Mr. Carr, that's a one-sided. What about the little boy's parents? Them there's wrong, too. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Because now you got to put that on pause.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I say the unorthodox stuff, the stuff that people don't like to hear.
Yes, sir.
And then people be like, well, you know, you should be having 200-300 people. You only got about 50 that be calling in. That's cool, too. Y'all heard of the story of Gideon, right? God cut that army down on purpose. From 1,000, from 10,000 to 300. Now, you tell me. You know why?
Yes.
Why? What sense does it make to have 10,000 people around you that all won't go in as God say go in with you? Now, hold on. Let me say this again before we get on this popularity contest. If the world like what you're preaching about, that must mean that you're saying stuff that the world like. See, if it challenges you, typically you don't like. If you're living in the world, if you're doing sinful things, wouldn't you want somebody telling you the truth? And the truth hurts. That means God hurts. A lot of people run from the truth. They say they love God, but they run from the truth. Isn't that such an oxymoron? I love God, but you run from the truth.
Yes, sir.
How can you love God and run from the truth? He is the truth.
Amen.
But that ain't my truth. Exactly. Back to my point. The world don't understand the things of God. It's like a dog whistle. So when God commands, they don't understand it. They don't hear it. because they don't understand that. See, the world is used to noise.
Mm. Yes.
To curb appetite, we go get our friends that believe in what we believe in and don't listen to that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, I know that, right?
Yes, sir.
But that's not moving in silence, people. When you move in silence, everything around you starts to line up with silence. In other words, silence, if you move in silence, just replace the word silence with God, moving God. And when you move in God, just see the silent approach. In other words, it don't come with clanging cymbals. We don't give to the needy. We don't give to the poor. We don't give to our friends. We don't do for mom and daddy. We don't do for ourselves and let people see it.
Amen.
See, we move in silence because today we feeling beautiful, so we want to flex on the ground, fellas. Huh? Ladies, we move in silence today, that day, and we cute. We want to show what we got. That's why we take more back pictures than we take. Can you please just show your neck up?
Yes, sir.
Can you do that? Or is that an accent? Is God asking too much? Because we want the noise. We say we don't want all the applause, but why we put it out there? He treated me like an H-O-E. Who put themselves out there like that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And we talk about these people, boy, when you're moving, you're talking about how these guys disrespect these women. Hold on, how your child died at that door with that on? Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, what is the difference between showing cleavage with jeans and holes in the jeans and a shirt, you know, a casual day versus something that's classy, showing cleavage? This is not the same message.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
My gosh. Boy, the devil will bamboozle you. But I don't know not one child who got a job that can get these things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, I know. I know. Boy, he moving silence, boy. Now we got everybody up, everybody mad. Okay? Because, see, if the word of God don't challenge you, how real is it? It got to make us look at ourselves, myself included. I have a daughter. Hmm? But how can I move in silence when I allow noise in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all know old school, huh? When mom and daddy go to bed, everybody better be in bed. It's silent.
Yes, indeed.
That's old school. Let's look at God. Let's look at God because that's a better school. Let's look at the school of heaven. When God is silent, he means, shh, peace be still. Peace be still. Be silent. That don't mean he ain't doing nothing. That means you hush and let God have his way.
And then?
Better close your mouth. When you close your mouth, I'm going to open your womb. But I can't have no baby. When you close your mouth, God will open your womb and you will start to birth spiritual things.
Yeah.
My God, move in silence. And you know, y'all want to hear something? Y'all want to hear something? Watch this, move in silence.
Sir.
You don't need a hoe? Yeah. Well, God has you don't require an audience. When you move in silence, watch this. Watch the spiritual growth. The world call it evolution. Watch your spiritual growth. The world is like a baby. It's always coming out crying. Wah, wah, wah. Paul, whatever, it's because it needs attention. It needs to be held. It needs to be confident and things like that. But as you grow, you put away those childish things. Why are you still so noisy, child? I thought that you're supposed to be evolving into something called an adult, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're on mute physically don't mean that you're not a baby and noisy to God.
Yes, sir.
Don't be deceived by your natural muteness because you don't let people know what you're doing and you're private. Naturally, you can be private, but spiritually, you're very loud. You're a baby in God. You know why? What's your spirit man look like?
Mm-hmm.
What's your soul look like? Huh? You can't judge me, Mr. Carr, and you're absolutely right. I can't judge you, but just like a police officer can't arrest you without the law, let me tell the law. Let me tell you the law. I don't pass a judgment. It has already been rendered. I'm just telling it. It applies to me, too. Now what?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? See, to move in silence means that we are mature in God. To move in silence means that we are mature in God, and we do things God way. That means we speak when we need to speak. But, Mr. Carr, that ain't silent. It's silent in God. You know what it does? It puts sin on alert to say, shut up, Stan.
Yes.
You think the Bible says, when you see your brother in error, go to them in love and restore them, lest you be tempted and also fail. In other words, some people say, well, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying that, as if that's a good thing. But you're not saying nothing. It's not moving in silence. How is that not moving in silence, Mr. Carr? I don't understand. Exactly my point. If you're connected to the body, you would. Remember, the Bible says that the people in the world don't understand the things of God. In other words, if you're not a part of his body, the word of God becomes foreign to you.
Amen.
To move in silence means to let God have his way. That means you shut up and let him speak through you. He may speak or he may operate, but either or, let him have his way.
Yes,
that is moving in silence. Now, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus let you leave out that house, my dude, with your shirt open? My girl, would he let you leave out that house? Huh? With your breast out? Huh? I know you got hips, but you don't think they're dressed too tight? I mean, I know you smell good, but what you trying to attract? You trying to, remember the Bible says, woe to them who causes one of my little ones to stumble.
Right.
Are you mature enough to even be going? It's cute, huh? Who pumped your head up? Huh? You let the world with that noise pump your head up? Yeah, I'm talking to everybody, because see, people always, who you talking to, everybody. Who pumped your head up to be dating the world that's older than you? Why are you still fooling with noisy world? I'm talking to us then, since everybody talking about who we're talking about. Talking to us. Why are you still fooling with that? Huh? But watch this. See, moving in silence requires that you open your mouth to God. Let God know everything. Remember that. Did you let God know everything? I'm talking about God, your heavenly Father. And then when you communicated with God on your knees in prayer, did you wait on any response to your next move? A lot of times, y'all remember Esau's mama? Esau, you know, the one who was hairy, and his father was blind, and he's supposed to bless him. But the mama, see, that last minute stuff, we don't let, look at deception, y'all. We don't let God know to the last minute, then we just reveal it. Talking about that's moving in silence. No, that's moving in deception.
Yes, sir.
Because you know, if you had let God know from day one, he'd have canceled that program. We don't want God to, in other words, we knew what we was doing by being noisy. We just wanted to physically be silent.
Mm-hmm.
That means something to y'all?
Yes, it does.
Have y'all ever experienced that?
Mm.
They tell you at the last minute, somebody tell you at the last minute, and then talking about they forgot. How did you forget and you did all this planning? That don't look like, see, when you forget, that means it shouldn't be organized well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, boy. Huh? Y'all move in silence. I'm so serious. Somebody might say, well, why this turn? Why? Y'all know what you should be tired of? We should be tired of as a body of Christ? Why have a message that does not apply to us? This is why people love certain churches, because it's a good word, but it never applies to you. I would rather you give me something that I need for life. You know, just like when you go get a job, all that schooling you did, you don't even use no more. Right? But wouldn't you want a job that send you to school for a specific purpose? In other words, you go to school for the stuff that you're going to be taking care of on your job. So isn't it important when you move in silence and working for God that you get a word that's applicable to today? We'd be wanting a word about Job, huh? Elijah, Timothy. We want a word that is over us, talking about Pharaoh. But what about the word that's happening in your house? Why we don't want that one?
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't want that message, people? You know why we don't want that message? Because we really don't want to live the word of God. We want to hear the word of God. In other words, our silence We want to move in silence. We just want to be openly blessed because God will bless you in front of your enemies. That's all we know. But see, if you understood that scripture, you would understand moving in silence. See, we want to be blessed in front of our enemies only because, see, that now we call ourselves sophisticated. We want to be blessed in front of our enemies only so that we can hurt their feelings to say, uh-huh, you doubted me. Well, who are you? You are nobody. I'm nobody. It's all about God. And when God gets the glory, glory draws other people and say that you can do this. And I'm going to show you how you can do it because I'm going to give you what I got. Lord, have mercy. So since you move in silence, take that same blessing and give it to somebody. Now watch this. Watch this, Ms. Lathan. I didn't think so. You know why? Because it's not moving in silence. My blessing is for me, Mr. Carr. Well, God, doggy, what did Jesus have? Why did he give us everything he had? He didn't have to.
Ooh. Yes, Lord.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Hmm? See that selfish gene of ours? In the last days, I ain't talking about gene, G-E, I mean J-E-A-N. I'm talking about G-E-N-E. That selfish gene. See, the Bible says in the last days that men will become lovers of themselves and their money. It's all about us getting a blessing. So we are so noisy, but yet so physically silent that we think we got it going on. Sometimes you just need to hush up and, you know, just do that. And we take the advice of our parents instead of our advice of our God in heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes,
see,
indeed.
God's word is not advice. That's scripture. Your parents and everybody else's, your thoughts are advice. That means it may or may not. But God's word is scripture, meaning it is. So what about us being so blessed and walking in humility so much and walking in silence that we don't want to hurt the people who didn't like us? We want to bless them. Lord have mercy. We want to prove to people. So we go get on our natural grind. We silent, and we show them, just to say, we'll never say a word. But their little sinful gene in us says, you don't have to say nothing. Just show them. Because success is the best form of revenge. No, the best form of revenge is living by God. Remember the Bible says, you know, vengeance is his. In other words, we even take that out of context because we want people to hurt. But God wants people to get healed. Lord, have mercy. And you know how you heal people? You apply ointment where the cut is. In other words, start blessing people who don't like you. Start blessing the people that you used to want to hate. See, if you're still immature and in your baby stages, you're going to be noisy. And noisy says, I'm going to show them better than I can tell them. But when you have matured, you start to apply ointment where hurt is. You want to bless people. You want to help them. In other words, can y'all do this for a challenge? Bless somebody. Help somebody. Love on somebody. Not one time. Do it continually. Do it like God to you. Bless somebody who you used to want to hurt. With the gift that God gave you.
Yes, sir.
Because the gift ain't for you. So you know how to do hair? Bless them. Bless them. You know how to paint? Bless them. Taxes. Bless them. But they did it already, Mr. Carr. They don't want me to do it. I don't need to do that. Okay, you can do something else. You can even take them out to a date. They don't want to go on a date with you. Give them something. Give them a gift card. Bless them. Move in silence. And when you do it, don't even put your name on it. And don't tell nobody you did it.
Yes.
Now what? Well, what sense would that make? It makes a lot of sense. Who you want your reward from? When you do it, throw away the key. Put it on their doorstep. Leave it in their mailbox. Put it on their car. What you going to do now? You know, that's what God do. You know, when you say, ooh, Lord, I just finished college. Ooh, Lord, I just got the raise. God then gave the blessing at your doorstep, and you thought that you did it. He left at your doorstep and didn't tag his name on it. That's all God, baby. Now, please don't be talking about, well, I know that's God, but you all on social media posting. All right, I don't apply to me. I ain't stopping there. Please don't say that's all God, but you won't do what God say to do with the gift. If God did it, that means God can tell you what to do with it. And he said, bless your enemies. Now, you going to move in silence or you going to move noisily? What you going to do? Because if your gift came from God, let me say it again, you didn't get it from your mom and your daddy. If your gift came from God, why are we not doing with our gifts what he tells us to do with them? Have you bumped your head and lost your mind and think that is your gift that you have perfected? Is that it? You think that that gift came from you? Hello? Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So the Bible says, do not withhold any good thing from those who deserve it. When you move in silence, you let God have his way. Since it came from God, give it back to God and get, see, to whom much is given, much is required. That means you can't handle the gift that God gave you if you keep on. Why are you only winning people who already like you? The people who don't like you, don't do it in a mean, nasty way. Move in silence. Do it without them knowing. That's you.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start right there, Ms. Latonya. Let's go ahead and pray.
Our Father and our God, we come before you once again on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just providing us nourishment on this morning. Dear God, for inspiring us, dear Father, and we ask that we can take what we've learned as the body of Christ and go forward, dear God, to continue to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that you deserve. Dear Father, help us, dear God, to move in such a way that it's silent when you say it's silent, and whenever you need us to do the things that you want us to do, dear God, help us to be willing, to be able, and to be ready. Dear God, we thank you for this platform that you continue to provide on a daily basis, dear God, so that we can provide the word to your people and further your kingdom, dear God. We thank you for our leader who continues to be a willing vessel, dear Father, and we just thank you for continuing to keep us connected as one, dear God. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a, hold on, I got a text, I got to share this with y'all, because somebody wanted to answer it on the phone. They need an explanation as to the understanding of, hold on. Okay, they're not understanding why is it such a big deal. So stay right there on the phone then, let me explain to you, with these dresses and things and whatnot. Okay, so there's a text I just received. Here's the deal. If you wouldn't do it before God, why are you doing it here?
Mm-hmm.
If God wouldn't approve of it, why expose stuff that don't belong to somebody else?
Yes, sir.
Because if they was married, I would hope that brother man or sister girl wouldn't want their business to be exposed to everybody else. I mean, that's between two married people, right?
Right.
Y'all hear me? We get more to nudie camps. People say, well, I wouldn't go to a nude beach. You don't have to. You don't have to go to a nude beach no more. You talking about using your imagination. People don't have to imagine nothing.
Yeah.
All you do is lean over one time and it's about to pop out, right?
Yeah.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
And we wonder why our kids grow up so fast? Now, watch this. How can you grow up naturally so fast but spiritually still babies?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's backwards. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, question, I'm giving you an answer. So we make sure that our kids are prepped up physically, but spiritually, where are they? Let's start talking some God stuff. Where are they at now?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you want to put out there. The devil is always lurking, seeking whom he may devour. That's not what you want to put out there. That's not to condemn anyone. That is to say, iron sharpens iron. Let's get this thing right.
Yeah.
You hear me? That's not appropriate.
Yes,
it's not good. God is not pleased with that. Your body belongs to God. Just because they have it on sale don't mean that you have to purchase it. They have many of nice things out there that look very good. You see it out. Grown men see it out. Grown women see it out. What you think the other little individual is going to see the first thing they see?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
don't make the excuse where they had stuff to put on over it. But why they ain't put it on?
First of all, if they had stuff to put on over it, that means it was too revealing in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we knew what it was. We just put this on. No, it don't work like that. It's already been exposed. I'm serious, y'all. That's not of God. That's not of God. That is not cute. And that really simplifies this. It's simple one way. That means we are conforming to the ways of the world. The tradition of man has nullified the power of God. How has it nullified the power of God? Because we let what other people do influence us as opposed to the God that we do, that we serve around us. In other words, we'll do what the world is doing because that's just what's in. Everybody else doing it. But parents, I thought you said, you know how we was raised. Our parents said, I don't care what they're doing in their house. I'm talking about mine. As far as me and my house, parents, why then do we bring up in a conversation that's what everybody else doing? I thought you said you tell your kids don't worry about what they're doing. So why you been a hypocrite all of a sudden? Why during dating and prom season, that goes out the window. You start, you have a child really smart, and they start reminding you of your word, they're going to catch you in a lie. Because mama, in January and in August and September, when it came to school and testing, you said, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Why are you letting me do this on prom then?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Now, either it's coming from somebody else's house, or you the guilty demon that needs to be corrected. Which one is it? Now I done put them in a tailspin. You know why? Because typically, we don't want to be saying it came from somebody else. I guess I'm a guilty demon. Well, you need to be corrected then, huh? Because you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Don't put that on that child. That child needs to be reared. Don't do that to that child. Don't handicap that child. Let that child have a chance in God. You know, misery loves company. Just because you eat bad, don't let the child eat bad. Give that child a fair chance at life. Just because you want to wear that and you don't see nothing wrong with it, let them have a fair chance with God, if that makes sense. In other words, if you miss heaven, don't cause them to go to hell because that's where you're going. Give that child a fair chance.
Yes, sir.
How about that? I know somebody mad now because my baby going where I'm going, but don't let them go to hell if you just plan on going there, right?
That's right.
Okay. So everybody understand now? Because I got
yes,
that
sir.
They didn't understand. That's a problem, baby. I don't see the difference in that and laying down in the bed and being naked. It's the same thing. Stimulation mentally is being stimulated the same way. You follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Y'all have a good day. We're going to talk again this evening at 8 p.m. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.